Today, I am joined by Noam Morgenstern, who is the CEO of Exigence, and he is a client of Hunters.io. We're excited to have him join our podcast and tell us a bit about his company. Noam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'd love to just start off by having you tell us what Exigence does in 30 words or less.
Okay, so Exigence is a critical incident management platform. And what we do is we help either large IT organizations or technology or SaaS companies to efficiently manage, document, report, and in general orchestrate critical or major incidents that might impact their business or their business productivity. Our focus is on the human operations or the incident response side of being effective in managing these business impacting incidents.
Wonderful. Really, really important stuff. And what's your background? What inspired you to launch Exigence?
So I used to work for a software company that was actually around for a long time. And at the time that I was working there, they were shifting from on-premise to cloud, to a cloud-based offering. And then I experienced it firsthand. I was in charge of the processes, information systems, and cloud operations. And I experienced it firsthand what happens when there are problems in multi-tenant and SaaS solutions that impact many customers, and you know how an incident like that is critical to the customers, to the company, and to their business. And on the other hand, how these incidents are not managed so efficiently, I would say, from the human operations perspective. There was a lot of time wasted on getting the right people on board, aligned, getting, you know, minimizing repetitive communication and updating management and reporting, and I would say orchestrating this entire situation. So that's what I saw at the company that I worked at, although, I mean, we're putting a lot of effort into doing that, but I thought there could be a better way in doing it.
Thank you so much for giving us your background. I'd love to like make this a very specific example. Can you give us maybe an example of a company that you've been able to help with your software, or kind of really hone in on a specific case study where Exigence can help?
Because first of all, I would say two major use cases. One of them is incidents coming from technical or service delivery issues, and the other one are incidents originating from security incidents. Then, you know, then they would be considered as security operations incidents. I can give an example of a case study we did with McGraw-Hill, the publishing company. And in their case, it's a big company with many platforms that they provide to students. And in their case, they have incidents that impact their services every now and then. And managing these incidents also involve external service providers and internal teams that are all across the U.S. And what they have expressed that using Exigence and really pulling everybody very quickly into the Exigence situation room when incident starts first, and the incident, again, could be a platform for students going down or not operating at the best level. So when an incident like that starts, they pull all the stakeholders that are involved, either internally or external providers as well, into the Exigence situation room. And within less than a minute, everybody is on board, aligned with what's going on, working together to solve the issue. Another pain point and value point that they have expressed is the ability to update managers easily.
So Noam, tell me a little bit about Exigence's success or traction to date. You know, anything you can share about, you know, the number of markets you're in or the number of clients that you're currently working with?
Sure. So we're focused on the U.S. market, and we have a variety of customers in the U.S. market for different use cases, as I mentioned, either for SecOps or security operations or IT operations, which is more represents more large IT teams, or service delivery teams, which is more in the SaaS world. And we have, as I mentioned, different customers, large and small, from different industries, from a bank in New Jersey, which is also a financial services platform provider called Cross River, through SurveyMonkey, the well-known SaaS company, to McGraw-Hill that I've mentioned before, and others. And they're a good representation of our customers, the types of customers.
That's wonderful. And where are you looking to grow from here? Where, you know, what are you focused on for the future?
So we see that we bring a lot of value, I would say, across industries. But from a business perspective, we're focused, I mean, wherever there is a large IT or security or tech team, we can bring in value. But our focus now is mainly around the financial sector, that we have a few companies from that sector and some very interesting POCs as well. And another focus is on large tech companies. So that's where we want to grow.
Great. So you'd say your ideal customer are US-based financial and financial services and tech companies.
Right.
And then who would you say is that your ideal initial point of contact, thinking about, you know, for hunters.io, if a hunter was going to go out, had those contacts, who would be the ideal first point of contact within those enterprises?
So it would be either director or VP, sometimes C-level, you know, it depends on the hunter's contact. But director or VP would be people who are in charge of the operational side of IT. So it would be director of service delivery, IT operations, sometimes security or security operations. These would be our relevant contact people. And these are the people that would, when they see the platform, they say, hey, you know, this is valuable for us, and let's continue talking.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and give our hunters a little bit more information about Exigence. And best of luck to you guys.